Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Dr. Quentin Henning, Chairman and President of Novo Resources. Thank you for joining me again, Dr. Henning.
Thank you, Jay.
Really good to have you with us, and especially since we haven't had a lot of news. I know that a lot of important things are going on there with Novo Resources, and as you seek to mine those conglomerate-hosted gold fields that you're working in. But what's happening? Can you give us an update now? What's happening with Novo right now as you seek ways to mine efficiently and economically those very unusual conglomerate-hosted project, gold-hosted projects in Western Australia? What's new?
Certainly. Let's kind of pick up where we left off last year. Last year, we did a lot of work at Egina. We kind of did mostly exploration-level work, but some components of the Egina project require more advanced work. So, we did bulk sampling, but we actually collected two large, we'll call it trial mine samples, 1,000 tonners, and those are being processed. In fact, one's entirely processed, and the second one is roughly two-thirds of the way through processing. The information from those bulk samples will help confirm our view about the potential of the property, but also our ability to forecast a resource there. So these samples are very important. We will have news on those within the next 2 or 3 weeks once the second sample is fully processed. The other thing we did last year at Egina, late in the year we started branching out. We got approvals from the Heritage Party that we're working with there, Guerriere, and they've given us access to a considerably larger surface area to work. So we've started work this year. We actually started our field program on the 13th. There was a cyclone event right after the first of the year. It was kind of wet, and it has been a little wetter than normal, but we are out there doing work now. And we're pitting, so we're digging small pits to explore brand new areas. These are areas that have never seen any exploration whatsoever. It's exciting for us because this kind of work is really what's going to provide proof of concept as far as the deposit model goes. If people will recall, back in 2019 in May, we did our initial ground penetrating radar surveys around the test area there on the edge of the mining lease. And those worked fantastic. It basically showed us where we should expect higher grade nugget patches in these swale like features, these very, very subtle but very important, we'll call them valleys for lack of a better term, but they're really a broad, shallow valley. All right, so now what we've done this year. To recap, last year we found two areas towards the end of the season. One was a kilometer and a half or two south of the area we did our initial test work. All right, so we came up trumps there. We found a brand new patch of gold nuggets. When I say patch, I don't want to make it sound limited. We found a new area that's part of this bigger system. And then up at a place we call Paradise, about, I think it's around 15 kilometers north of Egina, we found yet another area with, demonstrable gold nuggets over a field. All right, so what I proposed to my team or our team at Novo, I said, look, let's really, throttle this up and start doing some aggressive exploration across the terrace. And I put a challenge to them. I said, let's find, we'll call it five new, edges, meaning, the test area that we did all the work last year. Let's five new, brand new areas over a broad, part of the terrace that we can show the market, hey, this thing is bigger than anyone perceives right now, that it is continuous, that there's gold over a very large area. All right, so right now our team is out digging test pits in areas that have never seen, to our knowledge, any prospecting historically or recent metal detecting or anything. They're defining these areas using ground-penetrating radar. They are defining these areas using some good old geology, okay? We recognize certain features of the gravels in the test area that now we can take that knowledge outward. and start prospecting new areas. And I'll tell you what, I think within a week or two, we'll be able to tell people some very exciting stuff, okay? So just hold that thought. Very important component of the edge in the project, showing that it is big, big, big. Okay, what else are we doing? Well, don't forget ore sorting. Okay, mechanical sorting, I cannot emphasize how important this new technology is to us, ultimately probably to the mining industry, but for us in particular, late last year we did sorting tests on the edge of the material. And it was directly on the edge of the gravels, all right? We demonstrated, we collected 99% of the weight of the gold in the sample with a machine. I mean, think about that for a minute. Okay, this machine, it has a conveyor belt. It carries, a layer of gravel across these sensors. Sensors pick up the electromagnetic sensor in particular, picks up the metallic gold particles. By the time the gold particle reaches the end of the conveyor, the computers determine where it is and how much air it needs to flick it off the end of the belt and into a little bin. Okay, now we manage to capture 99% of the gold into a mass that was less than half of a percent of the total mass of the sample we started with. That is incredible. Okay, so we're very excited about that and where that's going to take us. But now let's move forward. So now I'm going to talk about this year. We have initiated test phase on Beaton's Creek material. For those who need a little background, Beaton's Creek, the gold particles are smaller than you see at Edgina. Most of the Beaton's Creek material, the gold is, say, a millimeter or less in size. All right, so this is a bit of an unknown for us. This is really putting this this technology to a test. It's a complete unknown. So what we did is we've crushed a large sample, almost 3 tons of this material. We've crushed about 6 tons, I believe it is, and we've divvied that up into 2 parcels. One has been submitted to a company called Steinert, test work in Perth. They have machines there, a laboratory where they're doing test work. The other 3-ton sample has been delivered to Tomra over in Sydney, but they've also sent some to Germany to do some test work. All right, so what we're doing over these, 5-6 weeks in the first part of the year here is test work on this Beaton's Creek material just to see if we can get a response. I think once we are able to talk about this, and it will be very soon in a news release, I think people will understand how excited we are. The thought of taking, 2-3 gram type material, in this case from Beaton's Creek, I believe the actual grade of the sample is on the order of 5 grams. But, taking material where you have little tiny bits of gold scattered through the rock and then crushing it down, screening it, and then putting it through a sorter and having the sorter identify, rock that is gold-bearing and picking it, basically upgrading the material, is phenomenal. Okay, think about the implications. I mean, basically all of our conglomerates, whether it's Beaton's Creek, Karratha, Comet Well, Virgin Creek, we've got lots of conglomerate systems across the Pilbara. All of these things will likely be, treatable by this process if we can make Beaton's Creek work, because Beaton's Creek is the finest grain version. All right, so we're extremely excited about this. I would say to people, watch out for news around this. We're very, we're very pleased with what we're seeing so far, and we'll actually be able to discuss numbers around it very, very soon. Okay, so we're picking up on the ore sorting this year in an aggressive way, and I think you'll see lots of good news around that for the council.
Well, that's really good. So we might hear something on the Beaton's Creek. You've already had a resource there, I think, of some sort there in the past. But this will allow you to fine tune it, I suppose.
Well, the current resource is about 450,000 ounces each of indicated and inferred. And what this, the processing, the test that we're doing is really an experiment to see how such mineralization can be upgraded. just to put it in perspective, let's say you found a deposit. Let's say we found a conglomerate deposit 100 kilometers from Nulligang, we could potentially upgrade it out there and then transport the upgraded material into a central processing facility.
Right. Okay, anything else you want to say about Beaton's Creek? I think that there was some talk possibly of a mill or something like that.
I'll bite my lip, but we're moving forward. We hope to have a scenario where we can put Beaton's Creek into production this year.
This year yet? Oh, wow, that would be very interesting. All right, well, before we run out of time here, I just have to ask you about the Kalamazoo Resources investment that you and that is Novo and Eric Sprott made in equal amounts. I think it was, something like $4 million in Australian dollars, I think, you and both Eric Sprott, Novo and Eric Sprott put equally. Talk to us about the Kalamazoo Resources and why you're, what you see there.
Okay, I will tell you, the history dates back to 2016 when Eric first took an investment in Newmarket Gold. They had the Fosterville mine, which is just a few kilometers north of this project that this Castlemaine area that Kalamazoo is working. Okay, Fosterville turned out very well. It turned out well for Newmarket, but also Kirkland Lake now. I had the, very fortunate luxury to help Eric with that in early days. I went to the site, studied the geology, and I figured this thing, I saw the kind of geology I like that told me it was going to be a big, big system. All right, so based on that, Eric moved forward with an aggressive investment. Kirkland ultimately took over the company, and it's been the foremost gold-producing asset on this planet for the past years, okay? What I see geologically, what I see at Kalamazoo is very similar style gold, similar high-grade, what we call epizonal orogenic gold mineralization, mountain gold, but it's basically a shallow-level vein system in an orogenic environment. Okay, these things usually get eroded away by Mother Nature, but for some reason in the Victoria area of Australia, these things are preserved. And, man, when I saw this, I called up Eric, we discussed it, and we acted very quickly. It took a week or so to put it all together, but we jumped on it. Okay, if these guys are on to the next Fosterville, I want Novo shareholders to benefit.
All right, just with the very limited amount of time we have, you have an option. I think it's at 80 cents. So your initial investment's at 40 cents in Australian money. 80 cents, the same number of shares you can buy, but at twice the price. What will you need to see to convince you to exercise? What will you need to see as you start to look at this investment more closely?
They have lots of money, so there's no rush to exercise. Uh-huh. But what I would like to see out of this project is, firstly, aggressive drilling. Okay, I want them to treat this aggressively, but I want to see more high-grade epizonal mineralization through offset drilling around this discovery, but then also testing new areas. Look, the property's huge. It's a brand new, greenfields level project. I think it has huge potential for very high grade mineralization.
All right, we'll have to leave it go at that. Thank you so much, Dr. Henning, for being with us again. Fascinating story there, Noble Resources. Thank you so much.